Tame Impala, The Less I Know The Better on 89.3 The Current. Wilco, I'm Always In Love, going back to their Summer Teeth record. And Jason Isbell at the top of the set, 24 Frames. You can catch him at Northrop at University of Minnesota on February 22nd. It's The Current's morning show with Jade and Sean, and Jade's got a look at today's news headlines.
Good morning. Three Minnesota House DFLers are calling for an additional $2 million in state funding for a program intended to combat terrorism recruitment in Minnesota. The legislators say the money will support organizations that are trying to steer young people away from extremist groups. These programs have been controversial in Minnesota's Muslim community, where some community members worry that they're going to be used to gather intelligence. But House Minority Leader Paul Thissen, he's one of the lawmakers calling for more funding. And he said, you know, Minnesota lawmakers already approved $250,000 last year to fund anti-recruitment programs. And there's also going to be federal government and private sources contributing more money. So perhaps some more money for that project on the way. This is another Jade's Irrational Fears. A new species of bacteria is causing Lyme disease in the upper Midwest. Mayo Clinic researchers first detected it back in 2012, but they just published a study about it. And the bacteria has also been found in a small percentage of ticks. Study author Bobby Pritt said six patients experienced fevers and headaches, plus a few symptoms that differed from the typical source of Lyme disease. And two of the six patients actually had to be hospitalized, which Pritt said was unusual. Mayo researchers are not sure how the bacteria got up to the upper Midwest, but so far it's only infected patients who had possible exposure to ticks in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And that's why I don't go outside.
Yeah, you just ever. Stay wrapped in a mummy closet the whole time.
I know. I stay at home. I order my Bite Squad and I just ignore the outside. So, Sean, yesterday, I don't even know if you knew this at all, but you were sitting at your desk. Sean and I, our desks are right next to each other. And I heard a lot of this. And I just want you to know, while you were sighing away, I was thinking about you. I was like, I wonder what's going through Sean's head. But there may be more to your sigh than just some emotional release.
According to a recent study.
Yes, indeed. So you might not have been stressed about things, Sean. California scientists have identified the source of the sigh, and they say it's not just a response to sadness or depression or despair. It's actually a life-sustaining reflex that helps preserve lung function. So there's actually something going on here.
I knew it all the time. I wasn't sighing negatively. I was sighing with joy about working with you. Like, I'm so glad I get to work with Jade.
Well, that's what I figured. I mean, I obviously knew it had something to do with me that was amazing. But apparently it's this control system that's in the brain. It keeps you sighing about a dozen times an hour. So it's just totally natural. A dozen times an hour, that feels like a lot. But apparently that's just like you... It's like an extra little impulse of breath that inflates your lungs just a tiny bit more, because there's apparently lots of areas of the lungs that need extra room. And that sigh is just like a teeny tiny cluster of nerve cells in the brain that unbidden, automatic, they take charge of breathing, sleeping, and your heart rate. So those are the guys that are orchestrating that sigh. It's not because you're stressed out because you're worried about, am I going to be able to get those Beyonce tickets? You know, it's okay, Sean. We got it all figured out. But they did say, you know, there is a certain component of sighing that relates to an emotional state. And when you're stressed, for example, you sigh a little bit more. And they say that, you know, the neurons in your brain that process emotion are triggering the release of the sigh. So they think there's just like a little bit of a connection there. But mostly it's just because you need to breathe. So it's just natural.
I'm off the hook.
Yeah, it's completely natural, Sean. You're totally normal. Basketball last night, New Orleans Pelicans beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-102. And tonight, Dallas Stars, they take on the Minnesota Wild at home. That game starting around 8 p.m. Looks like it's going to be partly cloudy this morning and they'll clear up. Highs around 14. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs around 10. And by Thursday, partly cloudy, highs around 15. So a little warmer, but maybe some snow late on Thursday. For more news and weather updates, You can always head on over to nprnews.org.
News headlines are supported by Mounds Park Academy, a pre-K-12 college preparatory school in Maplewood, where it is recognized now more than ever, students learn how to think, not what to think. You can attend an admission event in March, April, or May. MoundsParkAcademy.org. Well, it's about to be time for trivia, and we are looking for a couple contestants to play trivia with Trivia Mafia. So the theme this week, Jade, is Valentine's Day. So it's musicians and their romance. That's sort of what we're covering.
Oh, so if you know the gossip side of music, call on in this morning.
If you know the gossip side of music, it's definitely a good day to do it. So give us a call at 651-989-4893. We just ask that you know a little something about music and that you haven't won in the past couple weeks. Here is a little bit of Declan McKenna, Brazil on the Current.